That starts our ba ba boo ba boo ba ba.
In my opinion, you should start over. That's my Kevin. Would you mind starting it over? Because that sudden burst of
Bennett Wake Knight is too quick on the button downstairs. That's what it is.
That's why he'll never marry. Trant. Nope. Listen. Now this. All right. Now we're starting.
I agree with you. Good call.
Isn't it better? Yeah. It's better.
Shimmy. Shimmy with me, Bill.
You don't have to convince me. I'm in. I would love some shimmy dip right now. Just some barbecued potato chips and some shimmy dip. You got yourself a meal. Hi, everybody. I'm Bill, and that's Wendy, and this is the show. We're happy that you're listening. If you need anything, give us a call, and we'll be happy to help you out.
How do they reach us, Bill?
Pick up your phone and dial this number, 312-235-2525. Now, people often ask, can we text during the show? And
I don't know how to answer that.
I don't know how to answer that.
Well, technically, if they text us at the other number for the real radio station,
it will be received downstairs where Steve is doing the Wintrust business hour, but we also look in on those texts, so you can text us also.
Are you looking in on it? Because I wasn't.
Usually I do. I haven't set it up yet today, but within a minute or two, I can have that ready. So text us or call us. Or stop by. If you're downtown, it's ridiculous. We're easy to find. We're in the Tribune Tower, 7th floor. Come on over. We'd love to see you.
The sidewalks are a bustle of activity right
now. Aren't they, though?
Yeah. Yep. And can I just make an announcement?
Yeah.
If you're riding a Divvy bike, don't ride it on the sidewalk. That's against the law.
I think that's illegal.
Does it say it on the bike? Because if you don't know that rule...
I imagine that when... I've never rented a Divvy bike, have you?
No. I've seen them.
I imagine there's some sort of an agreement that must be reached, a contract of some sort.
You and your contracts.
I'm pretty sure there is. You can't just go in and put a card in and get a bike, right?
Yes,
Don't you have to sign some agreement that gives you some of the basics?
I think you, when you put your credit card in there, that's the agreement that, they will... have no responsibility if you should get in an accident.
Yeah.
But you're not supposed to ride a bike on the sidewalk.
Do you get a helmet? Like when you rent a Divvy bike, is there a helmet that's automatically part of that? No?
I don't believe so.
Oh, that's not right.
Do you really wear a helmet every time you ride a bike?
Last summer, after hearing so many horror stories of people that have been in terrible bicycle accidents, I bought a very expensive bicycle helmet, Wendy, and I have yet to put it on. I went to Dick's Sporting Goods. I paid $80 for a bike helmet, a really good one. And I have since been bike riding about a dozen times and have never worn the helmet.
Do you wear it when you're walking?
Yeah. When I'm in the car, I wear it. When I'm walking, if I'm taking a nap, I'll throw the helmet on. But not to bike ride. And I feel ridiculous because if something did happen, I'm even dumber because I went and bought a nice helmet. Why wouldn't I put it on?
Because you don't want to wear it?
I don't know what it is.
Because we never wore helmets when we were riding bikes.
Never.
Although there are more cars and more bikes and more people than when we were younger.
Right.
I have a good friend and neighbor, Jessica, who got hit by a car. And if she was not wearing that helmet, she wouldn't be here to talk about it. Yeah.
There used to be a guy in Evanston. Now, I haven't seen this guy in years. And he would come up to you in downtown Evanston and he would say, "Do you have a bicycle?" And then you could answer yes or no. And then he'd say, if the answer was yes, he would say, "You must wear a bicycle helmet." And he would tell his story that he was a guy in advertising and he was making a lot of money and his life was great. And then he was riding his bike and he got hit. And ever since then, his life has been a downward spiral. And I used to listen to that story all the time and I go, "Oh, that's your story. That's not going to happen to me." But I've known so many people over the years who have had horrible bicycle accidents.
And it's not their fault 90% of the time. They get hit by a car.
Right. There are bicycle lanes all over Evanston now. There never used to be any, and now they're everywhere. And I've seen people just get whacked several times. You know, if because of the way the cars are, you park on one side, and then there's a bicycle lane, and then there's a street. So if you're riding your bike in that bicycle lane and a car door opens,
oh, yeah,
you're done. You know?
But see, now that's the responsibility of the bike rider to make sure, pay attention to that.
But how do you signal a guy in the car if you're riding down a bicycle lane and you see a guy who's about to open his door? He can't hear you. You could yell as loud as you want.
You have to avoid that.
Right. I guess so.
You have to pay attention. That's what I mean. There's much more obstacles than when we grew up riding bikes.
Right.
And also, like, going down, I guess that would be State Street or Dearborn, even when you're going to turn left to get on Ohio or Ontario, whichever is the one that goes west.
Yeah.
There's a bike lane there. So when you're getting in the lane to turn, you're kind of in the bike lane.
Right.
It's kind of confusing.
Ohio does go west, then Ontario goes east. It's every other street, right?
Okay, so if I want to go west, whichever it is, I don't know which it
Ohio.
Is, but yes. So I'm going to make a left turn.
Yeah.
And there's a bike lane there, and you kind of have to get in the left lane.
Right.
It's really confusing, and thankfully there's been no one in the bike lane as I'm there. I mean, I don't go in the bike lane, but at some point, don't they kind of merge? It's really confusing. They should go right in the center of the road.
Right in the middle.
The bike lane, instead of medians, they should just have it right in the center.
Your theory seems dangerous to me.
But you'd see them, wouldn't you?
You would definitely see them. Now, in your town, if somebody's riding a bicycle on the sidewalk, what happens?
This is Jimmy Mack's biggest pet peeve, because when he walks Tiki the dog, Tiki usually walks a couple feet in front of him. There is a blind corner on one of our streets.
Yeah.
So Tiki walks to turn the corner first, and several times there have been kids with adults flying down the sidewalk where that dog's going to get killed.
Yeah.
So then it's questions like, I thought you couldn't have bushes where it obscured a corner. And why aren't these kids, if they're on the sidewalk, why don't they go slowly, especially approaching a corner?
Because kids think they're omnipotent. Nothing bad can happen to me. I'm a kid.
Well, he called the police and they said you're not supposed to ride the bike on the sidewalk.
Right.
And he's like, well, what are you going to do about it?
Right.
But
yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. I've seen the police by me twice. I've not seen them issue a ticket because I thought you got a ticket for that. But they've explained that if they're to see this again, they will definitely get a ticket. But I have to admit, there's a couple places that I've ridden because I ride my bike quite a bit when my leg's not bad. And there's a couple places where the street is very, very dangerous. So I'll take the sidewalk for a little bit. But I know I'm running the risk of getting a ticket.
Though?
I'm very careful.
These kids, honest to God, were probably going 45, 50 miles. I mean,
they can't go that fast.
They were going pretty fast, Bill. I'm not kidding. And Tiki almost got killed.
Oh, no.
So now when I walk the dog, I peek around these bushes. It completely obscures the corner. And I honestly thought that was illegal, too. Like, you have to have clear view of a corner.
I thought so. An unobstructed view.
Yes.
Right.
But if kids, if you're right, I mean, I didn't ride on the sidewalk when I was younger. I wanted to get off the sidewalk and onto the street.
One time when I was little, this was in Oak Forest, these cops were behind me and they just kept following me as I'm riding my bike.
Were you an outlaw? Were you a scofflaw? Were you a fugitive?
I sure gave the appearance of being one, Wendy, but I was not. But I looked.
You looked like a normal kid. Why were they following you?
They didn't. They said one of the police officers. He asked my name, and I gave him my name.
Your real name?
Yeah, I'm Wendy Snyder. I said because I thought there'd be trouble coming, and I didn't want it to be on my permanent record. I said I know somebody's got a long enough record. This
won't matter.
Won't even show up on their record. So he said, I don't like the way you're riding your bike. And I go, what does that mean? Because
that's kind of snippy to an officer.
For him to say that seemed
rude.
Yeah, right. So he goes, you're riding on the sidewalk in some places, then you're not, then you're back on the sidewalk. I just think you're not being very safe. And I go, well, I because of the way the street was situated, that's all I could do is I didn't want to ride in heavy traffic. So I tried to explain that to him, and he said, are you trying to create a problem? And I go, no, I'm just, because I was like 9 years old. I was 8 or 9 years old, and he was a cop. And when he drove away with the other cop, he and the other cop had a good laugh about it. Like, they thought that was pretty funny.
I don't think that's funny.
I didn't think it was funny either.
That's bullying a kid.
Yeah. And my friends, I was with two other guys because we were riding our bikes to Baskin-Robbins. Because that's what you did when you were a kid. When you got on your bike and you went to Baskin-Robbins. And you stayed there all day.
That was fun.
Right. And my friends, they just rode as fast as they can away from it because they didn't want all. They thought I was going to bicycle jail.
They didn't stop to bail you out?
No, they went as fast as they could. They just got out of there. They escaped.
They've got one of us. Let's keep going.
Right. But I would have turned them in.
That is the driving on the sidewalk thing. And a couple of weeks ago, there was a mom, a beautiful mom and her beautiful daughter, and they both had new bikes and they were riding on the sidewalk. And the girl must have been, I don't know, 10 years old.
Yeah.
And there was a little bit of a curb leading into a driveway.
Uh-huh.
And this little girl hit the curb went flying off her bike and was trying so hard not to cry. I felt so sorry. I'm like, are you okay? Yes, we're fine. Just a little embarrassed.
Yeah.
But there are more obstacles on a sidewalk. I know you don't want to get hit by a car, but stay to the right side.
Right.
Do they tell you now to ride facing the traffic?
I know they changed it at some point. Like, we always were told to ride with the traffic, but at some point I know they made that announcement. No, it turns out it's safer to ride against traffic, but I don't know why that would be. Why would that be?
So you can see an oncoming car, so you're
before
back.
Before it creams you?
Yeah.
Before it hits you?
Yeah, but that doesn't make sense either.
So you can make eye contact with the driver and go... Look, I got so many great years ahead of me, and you're gonna take that away from me? I don't know what the advantage would be of driving against traffic. Driving with always seemed the way to go.
Yeah, you stay on the right side.
Yeah.
Against the curb.
Yeah, yeah. When I was a kid, so this would have been sixth grade and seventh grade, there was this street where it was so dangerous, and my friends and I used to drive on the street, our bicycles on the street all the time. There was like no edge to the street. Like, as soon as the street was over, you had a ditch right away, right? So we used to ride our bikes all the time. There was a camp there. I'm trying to remember. I want to say it was called Camp Pendleton. It was a place where you could dump your garbage. So my friends and I would go there all the time to look for beer cans or pop cans or something.
To recycle and get money?
No, just for our collections, because everybody had a beer can or a pop can.
Bill left. You're so cute.
The differences between then and now, Wendy, are almost non-existent. All the same things I did when I was 9 and 10, I still do.
That's pretty sweet.
There's almost nothing that's changed. So we would ride on this street, and the traffic next to us was going like 45 or 50 miles an hour. And to this day,
scary.
I don't know how I didn't get creamed by a car at least once or twice. Because there was like, I'd say 6 inches between the edge of the street and the ditch, and that's where we would ride our bikes, and cars would just go whizzing past us back and forth.
So you had danger on both sides, either getting hit by a car or falling into the ditch.
Yep.
Good maneuvering.
Yeah. Thank you. That's how I would have sold it to my parents. Because they used to ask me all the time, you never ride your bike on this street. No. Who would ride their bike on that street? But then I did.
And what'd you carry the old beer cans and soda cans back in, like a backpack?
We would bring a bag, like a garbage bag, and we'd put them in there.
And that worries me, too. I see these cute little girls riding their bikes with their purses.
Yeah.
I'm such a mom, but I'm so worried the purse is going to get caught in the spokes on
right.
the front wheel.
Yeah.
And then they're done.
Right. Right.
That didn't happen your beer can bags?
No. No, it did not.
What if the officer of the law stopped you when you had empty beer cans in a trash bag? Wouldn't that have looked weird?
So where'd you get all those beer cans?
I don't know.
I drank them. Yeah, I would have had to think quick that day.
All right, well, you need to wear a helmet, yet no one does.
I'm wearing one now.
Kevin, do you go bike riding? Do you wear a helmet when you go bike riding?
Like through the city? Yes, I used to not, but I just know too many people that have had incidents, so I made the switch.
It's incredible. As time goes on, you meet more and more people that are just in such horrible shape because they got clipped by, while they were bike riding.
And motorcycles would be involved in this, too, and I understand that people who have motorcycles, it's their decision. Is it I don't know that it is law in Illinois that you have to wear a helmet.
I don't know.
It's not a law.
You don't have to wear one?
John, you have called us at 312-235-2525. How are you?
Pretty good. I had a guy die in my driveway. He was riding a motorcycle. He had his helmet tied on the back. He was not wearing the helmet. He had it on the, attached to the back of his motorcycle. What happened was my neighbor was turning into her garage, driveway, turning right into her driveway, and he tried to pass on the right.
On the street, right?
As she was turning in.
She was going slow, so I don't know if he didn't know that she was going to pull into her drive.
Right.
Well, just as he tried to pass, she turned. He flew off the motorcycle. He landed in my driveway.
Oh, no. He
died.
Horrible.
Ugh. And he died of head injuries.
Was
and
that woman charged with anything?
Because he wasn't wearing a helmet.
But he had it with him.
A lot of times...
And he had it with him. He had it on the motorcycle.
But some guys who choose...
The motorcycle ended up on my lawn, and you could see the helmet was tied on the back of that motorcycle.
A lot of times people who don't want to wear a helmet bring it in case they have a passenger to give it to the passenger.
True? Yeah.
Well, John, sorry you had to witness that. You got to be careful out there. Thank you very much for calling.
See, I can't criticize that guy because I bought a bicycle helmet, and I look at it every day. It's in my closet. I see it every single day, and yet when I go bike riding, I've never worn it once, and it's ridiculous. I bought it for that reason.
So after learning of this, will you wear it next time? You learn nothing, do you? All right, silence is golden. We have to take a break, and then it's news time with Judy Bilek here on WGN. Thank you, Jude. Somebody said maybe we should talk about the real rules of the road when riding a bike, so if I may just clarify before we get to our next
Feel
guest.
Feel free, Wendy.
When riding your bicycle on Illinois roadways, you must obey the same traffic laws, signs, and signals that apply to motorists. Bicyclists, this is in Illinois, rules of the road. Bicyclists must ride in the same direction as other traffic. Riding in the opposite direction of traffic is both dangerous and against the law.
Interesting.
When walking, it's been said, you walk towards the traffic, like if you're jogging or whatever, so you can see a car coming.
Oh, all right.
But
that
bicycling, you're supposed to stay.
Same direction as the traffic.
And then riding on sidewalks, where permitted... bicyclists must yield the right of way to pedestrians on sidewalks or crosswalks. Slow down and go around them when possible. Don't haul ass and ride down the sidewalk.
Right. We had signs printed up that said that, and the city made us take those down immediately. Now, on the Riverwalk, on the lovely Riverwalk that I take almost every day now, I'm shocked that they allow bikes to be ridden on that because there's a lot of very narrow passages.
Yeah.
And even though I say to myself whenever I'm down there, boy, this would be beautiful to ride a bike down on the Riverwalk.
It shouldn't be.
It seems to me a little bit dangerous. And everybody, there have been a bunch of bikes when I've been down there, and everybody who's on the bikes has been very good, but you just get, there's a couple of very narrow places that I'm surprised they allow it.
I wonder if they do.
No, it without a doubt they do, because it says bikes permitted.
Oh, okay.
And it also says... bikes must give way to walkers or words to that effect. That's every like a quarter of a mile or something that says
that's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, it's not supposed to be on Michigan Avenue with your divvy bikes.
Right.
Jerry Nunn is here. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, how are you?
How are you, Jer? Nice to see you.
Good to see you, too.
You brought cake last time, and I noticed this time you didn't bring any cake.
Well, I should have brought some ribs because there's the Windy City Smokeout.
Yes.
But I got it like last minute.
Don't,
I hold
please,
of somebody. So
don't apologize.
I'll bring you ribs.
Bring
next
extra
time.
Next time. Okay.
Jerry Nunn is going to tell us what's going on around town, and there's a lot happening in July, isn't there?
There's a lot of concerts. This is like, we're hitting the concert season in July, so I had concert after concert.
What are the best and what are the worst?
Well, we have an interesting one to start off July 1st at Soldier Field. Kelly Clarkson and Blake Shelton.
I love her.
Together?
Yes.
Really?
And John Stewart's hosting. It's about the Warrior Games, so it's raising money for veterans and service members.
Yeah.
So that's July 1st at Soldier Field.
Yeah. I wonder if Gwen really Stefani's going to sing a song with them. Do they ever sing together when they're on tour?
Maybe.
Oh.
I don't know if she'll be around. Hopefully.
Oh. I guess she's got her own touring thing.
Yeah.
I love Kelly Clarkson.
I do, too. She's come a long way in performing, too. She's grown as a performer. Because there's times I saw her before, you know, her performances were a little sleepy and stuff. But she's come a long way. Like, she's been...
Did you ever see the film From Justin to Kelly? It's one of the most beautiful films of all time.
No, I missed that one, but I know what you're talking about.
Kelly Clarkson and Justin Guarini. Boy, what a beautiful
what
film.
What am I missing here?
When they won Idol, they made a movie.
They quickly made a movie together. And one of the greats, really.
Thanks for getting him, Jerry, because I still don't, and I've known him for a long time.
You know, Justin Guarini shows up on those commercials, those Dr. Pepper commercials, where there's a real miniature guy hawking Dr. Pepper. That's Justin Guarini.
Oh, wow.
He has to go in miniature size?
Yeah, just a little miniature-sized version of him.
At least he's working.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, but Idol's coming back, too. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So...
do they know who the judges are yet?
Not Simon Cowell, right?
It's not
right,
Simon Cowell for sure.
Yeah, he's definitely not doing
He's doing something
people
else.
People want it to be like Kelly Clarkson because she did the experience.
She'd be good.
They want people like that. And she was good when she was on the final season.
I love her. Yeah. I just love her.
Yeah, she has a lot of great hits.
She's very good.
And then 4th of July, of course, is happening at
Fireworks.
Navy Piers, the big place to see that.
Is it the 3rd or is it the 4th? Because I know years ago, it used to be on the 3rd, wasn't it?
I think so,
yes,
yeah.
And that was confusing. Yes, it's on the 4th, Tuesday, at 9:30. They even have kind of a fun VIP package down there at Navy Pier.
What does that include?
You can do. You get a little VIP area. It starts at 6:30. They have barbecue. And like a cash bar, but a good view.
Oh. Yeah, that'd be great.
Tickets are like $40.
Anyone who has a boat that would like to take me on it, I would like to volunteer myself.
That's a standing offer?
Yes.
Okay.
That sounds nice.
I know just some boat companies, maybe.
All right.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
See. The first lady I'm kind of getting connected with. The first lady can take the first lady of radio.
Right.
Oh, my God. I love Jerry Nunn.
Yeah.
So, and then we have Taste of Chicago. Mm-hmm. That's right there on the 5th through the 9th in Grant Park. So they have some really good music acts this time, too.
Yeah, who? Talk.
So, Alicia Cara. Do you know Alicia Cara?
I don't know who that is.
She's... How did you describe
her? How should I know her?
She's got a lot of radio hits.
Yeah.
Right
Kevin,
now.
Do you know who it is?
Alicia Cara, Kevin?
Not familiar.
Kevin doesn't know her either. What kind of music is it?
It's just pop music.
Yeah?
She's got that song Scars Till You're Beautiful was her song. And then she's got, a song with Zed right now that's really good.
Yeah.
I'm old.
Oh, well. She's very young, too.
Zed?
No.
All right.
Okay. DJ. He's a DJ.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Here's a little something.
This is this is her.
Oh, I bet you love her, Bill.
No, this is too happy for me. I like sadder stuff.
If you were listening yesterday, we were going through Lana Del Rey's catalog and crying.
You said some very negative things about Lana Del Rey.
Oh.
This girl is, who is this? She's
Alicia Cara. Yeah, she's really, right. She's young, though. She's super young. But I started at the Chicago Theater. She's excellent. Yeah. What about Café Tacuba? Do you guys know who Café Tacuba
is? Yeah.
Okay.
No? I have no idea.
They're like a Mexican rock band, and they're crazy.
Oh,
they're
I do know who these guys are.
Okay.
Like surf music?
Kinda, yeah.
Wait, no. Mexican like surf music? Really?
It's rockin'. They're great.
I might be confusing them with someone else.
What are they called again, Jerry?
Café Tacuba.
Café Tacuba?
TACVBA.
They wear masks like the wrestlers.
Yes, with the wrestlers, and they're crazy.
Really?
They're fun. They're really fun. Really high
Jerry,
energy.
When Wendy and I were kids, you were not allowed to cover your face if you were playing music. But now,
no, that was trick or treating.
What about Guar?
Is that true?
What about Guar?
Guar and Daft Punk, they've changed the game.
Yeah.
All right, so this is.
Yeah, that's Café Tacuba.
I like this.
It is surfy.
They're really good. And good outdoor music.
Yeah.
I've listened to them for a long time, but I like them.
All right.
I like
them. You sold me on them.
Passion Pit is another one.
Mm-hmm. That's where we go for ribs. That's my favorite rib place.
Wow, I'm shooting blanks at the Taste of Chicago. I thought they were some good bands.
Those are good bands.
The OJs? What about the OJs?
Oh,
the
OJs Backstabbers.
Are the best. Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Love the OJs.
The OJs, really?
Yeah.
Original guys? Or is it new guys?
I don't know the whole lineup, but...
I bet there's one original member. That's all they need to keep the name.
Maybe.
Yep.
Still, that will be a party. Seriously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so... And that's always a great time, Taste of Chicago. What about... Pitchfork?
I went last year to Pitchfork. I took Michael, who was 17 at the time, to see Brian Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
I had the greatest time. I used a parking app, so I found parking. Uh-huh. We had a great time. Also, Sufjan Stevens was there as well.
Yeah.
It was really great.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
I had never been before.
It's just a fun festival, even if you're not into the music. There's all kinds of food trucks.
Where is
porta potties?
Are there porta potties? Maybe I'll go.
There are.
You had me kind of thinking no, but as soon as you mentioned porta potties, I quickly changed my
plans. Very clean ones.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where is that?
This is at Union Park, so it's 1501 West Randolph Street. So,
I actually went out into the city.
And the that's a long drive for you, Wendy.
Yeah.
So the name would imply there's some farm element to this, right? To Pitchfork?
No.
There's not.
No, Pitchfork is a music. It's a music website.
Are there devils?
No. It's just
the name really
artsy kind of music.
Yeah.
When you think of Pitchfork.
Although I don't know why it's called Pitchfork.
I mean, either.
I don't think there's really...
They have a publication. It's online.
Yeah.
Pitchfork Music. And so they've made this festival. But they have a lot of great music information
on
there.
Who's the average Pitchfork goer, would you say?
Depends who's there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Brian Wilson, I have to tell you, ran the gamut of...
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, families bringing young kids, adults our age, then older, everybody singing along to every song. It was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So check out this lineup. So this is July 14th, 15th, and 16th.
Yeah.
So it starts on Friday night, and then it just goes all the way through the weekend. We have Solange Knowles, Beyoncé's sister.
Beyoncé's sister.
I've seen her perform there before, and she was really great.
Yeah.
And something interesting to see, George Clinton.
Oh man.
Former president, former U.S. president.
No.
And the funk band.
I'm thinking of George Bush and Bill Clinton.
You've combined them.
I apologize.
A Tribe Called Quest.
Oh, I know.
Michael's going to that.
I know those guys.
Okay. PJ Harvey.
Yeah.
Love her.
I love her. Yeah. And LCD Sound System. So you have.
Look at that. And weren't they just on SNL? Am I imagining things?
I think they, yeah.
I think they just were.
Maybe.
What a great. A
little bit of
variety,
everything.
Yeah. It's really a cool fest.
And there's different stages and some DJs and EDM stuff. And
yeah.
So it's over the whole park.
All right.
So, yeah.
Churros? Will there be churros?
I'm sure there will be.
All right.
They have this little area where you go in. It's like a little barn kind of thing. And just tons of things from jewelry to wallets, other leather goods, artwork. It's really cool.
They sell vinyl there. Records.
They do?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. All right.
It's a lot of cool art stuff.
Socks? If I wanted to buy some socks?
I'll have to look.
All right.
Look,
I bet you could find a pair of socks somewhere there, if not just take someone's when they're passed out on their little blanket.
You're trying to get me in trouble. I'm not going to fall for that.
So more concerts. We have Queen is coming with Adam Lambert.
He's now the lead singer of Queen.
Yeah, he's taking it over.
Okay, but I mean, Freddie Mercury sang like an angel. It's pretty tough to...
But Adam Lambert's not trying to recreate Freddie Mercury. He's doing his own version of the songs. I heard him. They were on some show the other night, and they were really good.
Yeah.
They sounded great.
You can't replace Freddie Mercury, though.
No.
But Brian May's still a part of this, and the rest of the whole band.
Yep, they are. Yep.
Where is Queen performing?
It's United Center on July 13th.
I might have to go.
Yeah, I'm going.
That would be a good show to see.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best super groups ever, really.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody to Love, the best song ever written.
Mm-hmm. Diana Ross is coming.
The original?
Yes.
No, her doppelganger.
I didn't know if they recast the role.
How old is she now?
She's
ageless and priceless.
Is she 80?
She can't be.
70 something.
Yeah, maybe.
I bet. Come on, Mick Jagger is 70 something, isn't he? I'll look it up. But Diana Ross, without the Supremes, of course, correct?
No more Supremes.
Right, just her.
Yeah.
She's got enough hits either. Yeah, no.
No Pips, no Supremes.
I think Gladys Knight is coming, though. Yeah, there's
Gladys
the casino.
The Pips.
Yeah. But she saw a doctor and she's fine now. They took care of it.
This is at the Horseshoe Casino in Hammond, but I've seen Diana perform out there, and she was a
good
blast.
Show. Yeah,
and I got to meet her afterwards.
73.
Is she 73?
Yeah.
Okay. What was she like, Jerry? Diana Ross.
She had a bony back. I remember that.
When
I had
my
arm around
her.
Yeah, I had my arm around her.
Yeah.
And she had a bony. She's skin and bones. That lady.
How about that?
Yeah. That's what I remember.
All right.
But
that's fair.
So
but was she nice? I would like
super
to hear.
Super nice. I wish I could hang out longer and blah, 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 you know.
So did you say, as you were leaving, despite your bony back,
have a sandwich.
Turned out to be a very nice lady? You should throw that in there.
I know.
I didn't know what to make of you, Miss Ross, because your back is so bony, but as it turned out, I had a very nice time.
Right.
She's a phenom, man. She is.
Diana Ross?
Yeah, I bet that would be a really great show.
It's a really happy concert. She's got so many upbeat, happy
songs.
Yeah,
right.
You know, so maybe you wouldn't like it because it's not so happy.
No, if it's Diana Ross, I give in to that.
Okay.
I would go to see that.
Yeah, so that was...
And then I'd see Lana Del Rey the next day just to make everything even again.
To bring it down. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, got it.
That's your bipolar music schedule.
Bipolar fest.
Golly.
I'm going to that this year. I'm happy and sad about it at the same time, Wendy.
There's also Windy City Smokeout that I mentioned about the ribs. The food is really good. That's July 14th through the 16th.
Mm.
That's at 560 West Grand Avenue. It's this whole area over there. They rent from us, actually.
How many restaurants will be representing this year?
I think I counted probably at least 30.
Yeah.
There's Bub City, Lily's Q, Pappy's Smokehouse, and it's country artists. So it's Jake Owens, Kip Moore, and Lee Bryce, which I'm not super familiar with all those guys, but it's
just a
great time.
How does it feel to not be familiar with the music that Jerry Nunn mentions on our
show? This is what we, this is our experience, Jerry. You have to look it up all the time.
Yeah, see, I'm walking in your shoes.
So it's all country music, or is there mostly country music?
Yeah,
it's all country music. Why? Can't you enjoy some barbecue and not have country music?
I bet
you could.
It just goes hand in hand. I mean, I'm from Tennessee, and we had, you know, barbecue is phenomenal down there.
Yeah.
You got some good cue in Tennessee.
Yeah. So it just goes together. I don't know how that got started.
All right.
Johnny Cash? I don't know.
Johnny Cash started this.
Maybe he was into barbecue. I don't know.
Cash and Carry. That was his restaurant.
He had a restaurant called? I didn't know that. Thanks, Wendy. Didn't know that.
You're welcome.
What else we have? We have Ravinia Festival has been having a lot of great acts.
Yes.
You notice that?
Hit some of the names.
Okay, so we have One Republic with Fits in the Tantrums.
I love both of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Love One Republic, love Fits in the Tantrums.
Yep, that's the 14th and 15th.
They're on my iPod. And they're both thrilled to be there.
I think they've just called and said, please take us off.
No.
Fits are, they're so nice.
Aren't they great?
And yeah, I've been on their little
They are bus. Good. I actually know who they are.
Yeah, they're fun. Sheryl Crow is going to be there.
I like her.
She's awesome.
We like some Sheryl Crow. She has a new album, but not getting a lot of radio play, but I love some Sheryl.
You know, she's not. What happened? Is there just no station that will believe in her anymore? Why isn't she on the radio more often?
I think she crossed over into country a little bit, and then it just kind of it's hard to get back.
So a country star can cross over to pop music, and everybody's accepting of that, but when a pop star goes into country, then there's problems?
They have trouble.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What is country now, though? Because honestly, you have your, you know, Hank Williams and your Johnny Cash, but country today is very pop music to me, anyway.
Yeah, look at Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Changed the game.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Oh, and then Blondie and Garbage. It's July
22nd. Oh, man, that's a great show.
That's at Ravinia.
I saw Debbie Harry with Blondie at House of Blues maybe 2 years ago. Fantastic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's still got it. Her voice is awesome.
Good voice.
Dancing, like really into it. Just really fabulous.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Highly recommend that.
And their new music's really good, actually.
Their old stuff is good. Their new stuff is good. She really, I think if you're looking at the voices that just have remained great over the years, you got to put Debbie Harry in that group, right?
Mm-hmm,
she sounds so good.
Yeah, such an icon.
All right.
Yeah.
When's Santana coming? Santana is coming too to Ravinia. These are some quality acts all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's worth the trip to go up to Highland Park.
Yeah.
And it is a trip. I will say that.
It's an experience.
August 11th is Santana and 12th.
And Blondie's July 22nd.
We'll talk to you about that next month for the August thing. But
Right.
When is Blondie? July?
July 22nd. Yeah, I just focused on the July people.
Perfect.
Since we're talking about July.
The first. Jerry, did you know this? Debbie Harry was the first rapper. Did you know that?
Oh, right. She had the rap song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know that, Wendy? It's true.
Actually, if you want to credit someone with the very first rap song, I would give it to Bob Dylan.
Really?
And the Subterranean Homesick Blues. Can you get that going, Kevin?
Because I always thought it was her. Was it Rapture where there's one where she started
eating
rapping?
Cars and eating bars, and then everyone is.
No one knows what it means.
You just got through some words together.
But listen to this Bob Dylan song, because honestly, I think this was the first rap song ever.
Let's hear. Let's see if this is true or not.
It's got a rap beat.
A little bit.
John is in a basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on a pavement.
This is rap.
This is rock and roll.
It's very rap to me. He's just whipping out the lyrics.
It sounds
country rap?
Yeah.
Folky rap?
It's so, right. Reynolds rap? It's somewhere, it's like a mixture of all those, kind of.
Uh-huh. All together.
Right?
Wrapped up together.
So you say, I originally said Debbie Harry was the first rapper, but you're going to go Bob Dylan.
I think that's a good rap song.
I'm going to go Al Jolson.
Good for you.
He's the first rapper. Get some Al Jolson on. Kevin, I want to see.
Kevin work over there.
I know. He's sweating bullets. All right.
He's like, what's
Although,
that?
Wasn't there rap before Blondie did Rapture?
I've heard from several people in the music business that that was the beginning.
I want to hear the people you've talked to.
They say that that was the very first time that there was rap music, was the song Rapture by Blondie.
Played on the radio.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Really?
So, I don't know.
I don't know. When does Rapper's Delight? I'm complaining.
That would have been after.
79, after. Actually, Rapper's Delight.
79 was?
I looked it up, actually.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Who else, Jerry? I'm sorry.
That's okay. We have, what else? We have the Riedo Fest. Have you ever heard of that?
It's no, what is that?
So it's kind of like the Latino Lollapalooza.
Oh.
So, that's, at, it's in Pilsen.
Yeah.
It's at the Adams Medill Park. July 7th to 9th.
Who's performing? I bet Wendy and I know all these bands.
I bet you know all these
I bet
people.
We get every one of these.
Julieta Venegas.
Yep.
I love her.
Andale.
Molotov, which is like a Mexican punk band.
Oh.
And Bomba Estéreo. There's just some great.
Don't know the names, but.
It would be great music.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. They're a lot of fun. So it's good to hear some music like that. I like the variety that we have in Chicago.
Boy, it's amazing, isn't it?
Every type of music.
Everybody's represented.
Absolutely.
When is Albanian Fest? I'm going to go this year. Every year I say I'm going to go, and I never go. This is the year.
I did want to mention, I'm very excited about Jane Fonda coming to town this month.
Is she really?
In July. Yeah, she's coming July 29th.
To host a workout at the lakefront?
I just got her workout amazing. Tape, Wendy. It's fantastic.
My son bought it at a Goodwill. I said on LP. I said, why did you get this? He goes, I don't know. I just wanted to have it.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
She looked beautiful.
Made the right move.
She still does.
She does. She looks great.
What brings her to town?
So it's the International Film Festival. They're giving an award to her.
Yeah.
At the Radisson Blue Aqua, July 29th.
Yeah.
So she's going to do the red carpet. I'm so excited because I've interviewed Dolly and Lily, but I've never gotten Jane.
Yeah, the whole triad now.
So now
the
I will
trick.
Have Jane, and I will be so excited.
Oh, that'll
so
be great.
Happy. Do you get nervous when you get some big name like that? Seriously, Jane Fonda.
I'm just so excited. I can't even get past that. She used to be so controversial, but she's mellowed out.
Yeah.
I know, but in a way, do you ask her about that? I mean,
she'll talk about it. She
is
still
pretty
talks
free
about it.
Yeah. To speak about that.
Did you ever see Barbarella?
I did.
What'd you think?
I thought it was so fun.
Have you seen Barbarella?
Not all parts of it. Not all parts of her either. Jeez, Lord.
It's a weird movie, but it's really
skunk.
Fun.
Didn't she have like a skunk costume on? It was kind of cool.
More jumpsuit of armory.
Yeah,
kind of.
There was a lot of that.
Armor bikini.
Yeah. And that's the movie that Duran Duran got its name from, because
right.
There's a character, an angel named Duran Duran.
Yes. Yeah.
And
Easy Allen Hunter and Behind the Music. God.
He knows he's fun facts.
So proud of you.
There's a lyric in the song, one of my all-time music lyrics of all time, mm-hmm. in the theme song for Barbarella. These are the lyrics. Ready? Barbarella, psychedelia, wrapped up in a taco shell of love. Is that not... that's as beautiful as music could ever get.
That's rap right there.
Yeah, I guess so.
That was
sorry,
the first rap song.
The winner is Barbarella.
Yeah.
And everyone's saying that Rapper's Delight by the Sugar Hill Gang was the first very, very first rap song.
I thought that was.
Cool. I think it might have been the first rap song that was called rap.
Right.
I think like when Debbie Harry did it, nobody knew what it was, right?
And I think there was other like, you know, songs that featured guys like Afrika Bambaataa.
Yeah. But no one was qualifying it as rap just yet. They were trying to figure out what exactly was going on, I think. I think. All right.
Well, there you go. So, yeah, so excited about that. And then there's a new Cirque show. I always talk about the Cirque shows.
Oh, I've seen ads for this. I don't know. What's the name?
Cirque Luzia.
Yeah.
It's what?
Cirque Luzia.
It's
it's their tribute to the state of Louisiana.
And that's inspired by Mexico.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. And they're going to have acrobatic water routines, all kinds of, you know, fun.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Stuff like that.
They're always good.
They're always
Cirque
good.
Cirque du Soleil.
July 21st through September 3rd at United Center.
Okay.
At the big tent, you know, when they do the big tents out there.
They'll do it out there.
Yeah, so that's going to be a lot of fun.
Jerry, a lot of stuff coming up in July.
Lot. Yeah.
And where do we follow you to keep up to date on all this stuff?
NoneOnTheRun.com.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Great to see you.
Thanks for having me.
The next time we
Thank
see
you,
you, I imagine you and Jane Fonda will be married.
We might be. I'll bring you the picture.
Whatever happens, happens. Thanks, Jerry.
Blast.
We'll take
Thank
a quick break.
Thanks,
stick around.
Jerry. Okay,
it's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Hey, look out, kid. Don't matter what you did. Walk on your tiptoes. Don't tie no bows. Better stay away from those kids.
This is is Rapalicious.
Yeah, this is kind of, I guess.
Well, so many different but songs not... do this, though.
Yeah.
Just because he's talking fast doesn't make it rap.
Well, it kind of does.
Or else John Mashuda would be the first rapper.
I don't know who that is.
That was that fast-talking guy. He'd talk. He'd do all those commercials where he would talk really, really, really fast.
For what product?
Fast products. Anything.
Fastball?
Fast. Yeah, for fastball.
Bill has this love for fastball. And,
I'm jealous.
I'm not jealous.
No, I think you are.
I think I'll be here when they might be in the studio. We're trying to work out the logistics, but every day...
It's in October, and we're excited.
God, you're still...
We've got a while still.
Every day he mentions some kind of fastball thing.
I'm excited the fastball's coming on the show, Wendy. I'm a big fan.
I got to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I don't... I remembered them in the 90s.
Yeah.
And I hadn't thought about fastball for a long time. Mm-hmm. And then when we were listening to some of their songs, I pretty much loved all their songs.
They're great.
And then I had a flashback on, I love fastball, but not as much as Bill Love.
They invented rapping. They were the first band to rap.
Presence? Fastball.
No. Music-wise. All right. That's it. There's no more.
It's vacation, Bill.
I'm on vacation mode, Wendy. You must stay back and tend to the fort.
I'm going to clean up a little bit,
up. Big guest star is filling in for me.
Dane Neal will be taking your place tomorrow.
Yeah.
For the whole show, right?
Yeah.
Oh, we don't have two parts of it anymore. How long has that been happening?
You're not doing this part of the show
we'll
tomorrow?
We'll do this part, but I forgot there wasn't a break in between.
Yeah.
It's been a while. Hmm.
Yeah.
All right, so Dane Neal tomorrow.
Frank Fontana.
Yes.
On Thursday.
And then I am
Earl
off on...
Earl Holloman on Friday from Police Woman.
I would give up my vacation day on Friday to come back and work with Earl Holloman. He doesn't open his mouth very much.
That's very, very negative.
He sounds like that.
It's very negative.
Maybe he and Lana Del Rey will host.
Oh, see, this is why I need a vacation. thanks
enjoy
for
yourself.
Listening, everybody. Greatly appreciated. Listen to Wendy tomorrow and enjoy that. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.